This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. We're kicking off this hour with politics. In a few minutes, we'll explore some big ideas that came up this week in the presidential campaign. First, a look ahead to tomorrow. Mitt Romney delivers the commencement address at the country's largest evangelical university, Liberty University. Nearly 35,000 people are expected to attend. It gives Romney a chance to appeal to a constituency that's been described as lukewarm towards him. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the speech couldn't come at a better time.
Last fall, Pastor Robert Jeffress created a huge stir when he said publicly that Mitt Romney, who's Mormon, is a member of a religious cult and a, quote, conservative out of convenience. But today, Jeffress, who's senior pastor of First Baptist Church of Dallas, says he's fully behind Romney.
I think there's a realization among Christians that Jesus isn't on the ballot this year. And so, I mean, many times, voting is voting for the lesser of two evils.
This week, he says President Obama shifted the balance dramatically when he announced that he supports same-sex marriage.
This has brought a new dynamic into the election, and it really is a gift to Governor Romney from President Obama.
Even before Mr. Obama's statement, evangelicals favored Romney over the president by 3-1, chiefly because they so dislike the president. But can Romney turn that antipathy into enthusiasm for his own candidacy? Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, says to win the election, Romney will have to not just satisfy evangelicals, but thrill them.
Social conservative voters in this election are not going to stay home. But the question is, when they drive to the polls, will they be driving a Suburban that's packed with friends and neighbors that they influence, or will they be driving themselves in a so-called smart car?
That's the question facing the faithful at First Baptist Church of Dallas, Robert Jeffress's 10,000-member megachurch. Every person interviewed said Romney was their second, third, or fourth choice. They're wary of him because, they say, he belongs to a religious cult. He was once pro-choice. And they incorrectly associate him with gay marriage becoming legal in Massachusetts. Roy Sparkman, a former district judge, is typical.
I was open to Michelle Bachmann, I was open to Rick Santorum, Rick Perry, those guys that I thought came out of that more conservative base. But now that we're here, I'm going to be a Romney supporter.
Vera Strickland, a homemaker, says she's alarmed that millions of Christians stayed home rather than vote for John McCain in 2008.
This is a call to arms. It's a wake-up call to Christians that whether or not we like the choices, we must make a choice. And people need to wake up and realize, if you want freedom, go vote.
Yet Mark LaVorne has some residual distrust about Romney's commitment to conservative causes like traditional marriage and opposition to abortion.
Mitt Romney is very smooth, very calculated. Some would even describe him that way to a fault. And I think he has some distance to go to convince the evangelical that he is genuine, that he is sincere in these issues that he states.
Romney may have the chance to do just that this weekend when he gives the commencement address at Liberty University.
Governor Romney has a golden opportunity to make peace with evangelical Christians.
Pastor Robert Jeffress says Romney can hammer home the culture war theme so dear to religious conservatives, but he warns,
I think if Governor Romney simply punts on this and says, well, I'm going to focus on the economy and jobs and leave all this other stuff alone, I think he is going to absolutely squander this tremendous opportunity.
Mitt Romney has an advantage over John McCain in 2008, says political scientist John Green at the University of Akron. Back then, evangelicals did not know how much they disliked Barack Obama. Now they do. Yet Green notes that evangelicals need Romney as much as Romney needs them if they want to have an influence in a Romney administration. And so far, they've snubbed him.
Evangelical voters essentially backed other candidates in the primaries. So they need to mend some fences and strengthen their ties with him. But of course, the nominee will need them in the fall, and he's got to find ways to strengthen his relationship with them as well.
And the next 6 months will tell how rocky or solid is this unlikely courtship. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.